Hi everyone, it's Madonna Guy at the Natural Alternative Podcast. The World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty. Fantastic. It did not go through at this point. So this is just, I was just wanting to share the news in case you hadn't heard. It just sort of came through on my feed that basically they've spent the last 7 days considering Biden's 13 controversial health amendments to the international health regulations. Official delegates from wealthy developed nations like Australia, yay, the UK and the US spoke in strong support of the amendments and urged other states to join them in signing away their country's sovereignty. The first sign, however, that things might not be going the globalist way came on Wednesday night, the 25th of May, which just happened to be Africa Day. Botswana read a statement on behalf of its 47 Afro members saying that they would be collectively withholding their support for the reforms, which many African members were very concerned about. Multiple other countries also said they had reservations over the changes and would not be supporting them either. These included Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Iran, and Malaysia. Brazil in particular said it would exit the World Health Organization altogether rather than allow its population to be made subject to the new amendments. In the end, the World Health Organization and its wealthy nation supporters were forced to back down. At their request, a new working group was convened to make technical recommendations on the proposed amendments, which will be resubmitted along with the pandemic treaty at the 77th Health Assembly meeting in 2024. There's been a lot of lots of pushback from Republicans in the US, with a number of them introducing new bills giving the US congressional and Senate powers to override any World Health Organization mandates or directives issued as part of any international agreements. One called the No World Health Organization Pandemic Preparedness Treaty Without Senate Approval Act has 15 co-sponsors and was introduced into the Senate on Thursday by Republican Senator Ron Johnson, who said the sovereignty of the United States is not negotiable. Here in Australia, we need to keep the pressure up on our own parliaments, both federal and state, up the ante and don't ever look sideways. They nearly pulled this through. They have been pulling the date backwards. Initially, when I first heard about the pandemic treaty, was maybe 6 or 8 weeks ago, and they were talking about 2024. And then I heard August 2022. And then I heard the 22nd of May. And I'm thinking, that's the day after the election. How the hell are we going to cope with this? So amazingly, here in Australia, our freedom-fighting politicians have been putting out the word. It didn't do anything. You know, we still voted for it. And, you know, our leaders are just pro all the global agendas. The reason this is so important to me is that it's about health. If this pandemic treaty goes through the way that it was currently, that in the form it was currently in, you no longer have your sovereignty. So what they're trying to do is make it so the World Health Organization can change the way that we run a country. So at the moment, in theory, doctors and politicians work together and they decide what they're allowed to prescribe for our health. Obviously, I am so lucky being a naturopath. But even in the last month or so, I've heard that America is trying to make things like glutathione and N-acetylcysteine unavailable. So once again, they're messing with supplements that are really healthy for us and good for us. So this is a big win. It's another 2 years until they can try to pull this BS. And by that stage, many, many more people around the globe will have heard of it. So many people just didn't even understand what it was about. People were saying, no, I'm not going to sign that. Why would I sign over my sovereignty? But people just weren't getting it. And that's sort of interesting. So when it comes to politics in health, I believe they should be different. But as we know, and it's shown the last 2 years, there is no health in the world without politics. We've got to stay aware. We've got to stay vigilant. We've got to keep fighting our governments for our freedoms. Anyway, have a fantastic night. This is fantastic news. Sorry, I'm just, you know, end of the day. Here I am. Anyway, just thought I'd share that with you. Have a great day. Sleep well. Yay! I mean, I'm so excited about this. I may or may not sleep tonight, but I'm very excited. Okay, have a good one. Bye.